As we do on a Friday here on Breakfast, Jeff Hill comes in and we just work our way through the week because we're just saying the speed that news happens and scandal happens in the contemporary political world is beyond anything I can keep up with. I need refreshers. Mm. Jeff's here to help. Good morning.
Good morning, Nick. As you say, it's never boring. just in one particular location, the White House. Let's go back to Monday. First of all, we awoke to the news of airport chaos after raids across Sydney relating to a threat to blow up a plane with a bomb disguised as a mincer. There have been developments today. Two people will be facing court. Vladimir Putin announced plans to expel 700 diplomatic staff in response to the US sanctions. We also had the announcement of an inquiry into the retirement industry following those shocking allegations on Four Corners. And later that day, also an inquiry into water theft in the Murray-Darling Basin. Again, a result of great investigative journalism from Four Corners.
It was indeed.
Thanks to the ABC. On Tuesday, the Mooch.
The Mooch!
He was sacked. And, of course, that has pretty much dominated politics right throughout the week, US politics, although we've had more things happen. In fact, I've lost as I turn the page.
I already missed the Mooch. Poor guy. He wasn't actually meant to start until the 15th of August, so he was sacked well before his official start date.
Absolutely, and I can't stop thinking of that Queen song, Bohemian Rhapsody.
No one can.
No
poor
one
Mooch.
Can.
Poor Mooch. Go on.
All right, let's see. Tuesday, claims MPs could vote on same-sex marriage in weeks after another MP, Trevor Evans, supported the party room deal. Saying rather the party should deal with the issue. But that has since transpired. There is an emergency meeting now on Monday. So we'll see what happens there. Although I'm hearing things this morning that they're not going to change course.
I don't think they're going to change course.
I don't think so either.
But there's been some big calls there. Warren Entsch basically saying, well, kick me out.
I know.
If you think I'm creating problems, kick me out.
And then we're hearing also reports that some right-wing Labor people from the Joe De Bruin part of the party will cross the floor as well. So who knows what's going to happen?
Well, just remember, Tim Wilson doesn't want to talk about it.
That, if you missed that, if Sky News, he did an interview on Sky News, which lasted 28 seconds.
Oh, beautiful.
With Peter Van Olsen.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Absolutely incredible. Yeah, also on Tuesday, we had the report into harassment at universities released showing 51% of students had been sexually harassed in 12 months, 6.9% reported being molested. Also, the Sydney Powerhouse Museum is to be relocated to Parramatta. That was an announcement from our Premier Gladys Berejiklian, who also did not refuse to rule out apartments being built at the present site in the city.
Not all apartments,
no.
Jeff, just mostly apartments.
Mostly
there'll
apartments.
Still be like a park for the kids or something. Fine.
Yeah, thanks, Gladys. On Wednesday, Andrew Denton, radio and TV icon, was diagnosed with heart disease. Unfortunately, he has to pull out of the Assisted Dying campaign in Victoria, where he's playing a leading role as an advocate.
Very sad.
We wish him all the best at the age of 57. A new national report highlighting inequality and showing more young people struggling with things like owning a house, trying to get by with rent, wages falling, people doing more casual work.
Mm-hmm.
A really bleak picture. That was the Hilda report that came out on Wednesday. On Thursday, we had really sad news from Perth with a really vicious dog attack there. A 58-year-old woman killed by a bull mastiff. That dog was destroyed late yesterday. And as we mentioned, there's been a 57% increase in dog attacks. So something is going wrong there. Trump signed a bill authorizing the Russian sanctions yesterday. That seems like, I don't know, does that seem like yesterday? Or
that doesn't seem like yesterday.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
He wasn't happy.
He was not happy about it. He made that very, very clear.
Very clear.
Congress interfering with his ability to deal. And Trump knows deals.
Absolutely.
According to Donald.
Did you watch the White House briefing yesterday with Sarah Huckabee Sanders?
I caught a little bit of it.
That was incredible. If you're at home and you've got YouTube, just Google yesterday's White House briefing. That's all I'll say.
Please do.
Prince Philip conducted his last official royal engagement. That's a lot of ribbons being cut, 22,000 functions. Now, I heard Madison, our newsreader, saying that's a lot of tea and scones, but I think in his case, probably a few tipples of scotch and brandy.
I've always thought of him as a brandy man.
He wasn't the most politically correct man in the world either. We won't mention some of his jokes.
That is an extraordinarily polite way of putting that.
Yeah. I think on that note, we might leave it. That's the week that was.
I can't believe that was just a week. Jeffield, thank you very much.
Thanks, Nick.